Now, the steps from a social media recruitment is visible to us on our screen. Here, it focuses on the definition of the recruitment process, which one to choose, and how do we update. Hence, define, choose, update are the three elements which are clearly visible on your screen. When I say define, I am defining a profile or a job description or a role for an ideal candidate. Once I get the ideal candidate from my database, from my choose, from my reach, I am going to select, I'm going to choose the right element using the right platform. And social media is one of the important platforms for us to be able to identify that particular talent. From an update point of view, there are a lot of elements which focuses on having the company profiles regularly, because what we are doing is there is a push of company profiles from a regular check or from a regular employment point of view as one of the key elements, because you need to keep on updating. If you see, this becomes a cycle, and we as a employee human resource management, one of the social media recruiters, need to define and design this cycle in such a way that there is a continuous flow of our recruiters, of our employees, of our manpower from a day-to-day operations point of view. Then the next step focuses on creating the engaging content, leveraging them by having some paid advertisements for them. At the same time, encouraging them from an employee advocacy point of view. And one of the key elements is measuring their performance and adjusting their strategies. Hence, define, choose, update, create, leverage, encourage, and measure are one of the key elements which focuses on the social media recruitment element. Something to talk about, I would want to highlight one of the key elements that today, social media is a crucial tool from a modern recruitment, which is enabling our access to diverse talent pool and strengthening the employer branding. When I say employer branding, we all are individual brands which are going to the market and understanding the trend, and basis on the trend, we are hiring the right talent for the right skill set at the right time. This is one of the key elements of our social media recruitment as a crucial tool for modern recruitment. Organization has today spent a lot of money to be able to have an element of staying agile, adopt the best practices, which is continuously optimizing the strategies and making our manpower to be how we can remain competitive from a long-term per se, is one of the key elements of a dynamic talent market today, as one of the key elements of our social media recruitment and our social media element as a crucial tool. Now that we are talking, we have spoken about the social media presence and the recruitment part, let's understand today what is the role of AI in recruitment. AI is something which we all have been experiencing. Today, artificial intelligence is one of the key elements which is a game changer. Hence, if you are able to adapt your AI into your recruitment, if you merge both of them in a combined way, a right combination, it will give you a lot of, positive impact. It will give you a lot of positive results, because AI in recruitment is one of the key elements which we need to focus upon. Today, modern recruitment strategies in artificial intelligence in your hiring, there are a lot of elements we need to focus upon, which is internal tools, external tools, social media tools, and AI recruitment trends. These are the key elements which we need to discuss in the subsequent slide. Once again, I repeat, internal, external, social media, and AI recruitment trends are the four important elements which we need to focus from a modern recruitment strategy point of view. Now, from an internal and external recruitment point of view, both internal recruitment and external recruitment focuses on, let's understand this in a little better way. Internal recruitment focuses on existing employees through promotions, transfers, referrals. It fosters growth and it boosts the morale of your employees, but has a limitations from reaching from a broader talent point of view. With internal tools, we are restricting ourselves into the one box approach, because here we have a lot of limitations from a domestic and international presence point of view. Whereas for external recruitment, there's a lot of sourcing which is involved outside the candidate's organization. Hence, within the organization, outside the organization, both has their positives and negative impact as a part of our recruitment cycle. But a right combination is to strike a balance between both internal and external recruitment, because here external recruitment involves sourcing candidates outside your organization. It is ideally filling the skill gaps and accessing the diverse talent from an internet-based recruitment from a cost-effective reach point of view as one of the key elements, because they may not be able to interconnect regions, because many locations where we are not able to reach from a geographic point of view, from a limitation of internal recruitment point of view, as a recruitment internal and external, as one of the key elements of external recruitment, we are able to cover the regions which are beyond our capacity, which are beyond our reach. And that's why today, if given an option with a global market with lot of international human resource practices, we are leveraging external recruitment options also to be able to connect the underconnected regions. Lot of challenges from a graduate recruitment point of view, which we discussed a while ago. A lot of high turnover, which is affecting the ROI of your training, because a lot of investment happens at the initial stage of our employee life cycle. And because of this, the ROI cost is one of the element we need to focus upon, because there's a high time turnover, because people switch jobs very, very frequently. At the same time, we have a limited work experience because of the restricted roles, restricted profiles. At the same time, cultural perceptions associated from a status point of view are one of the key elements, because today every employee wants to be associated with a brand which is larger than life kind of, image which we have perceived about our brand, about our job employment and other cultural aspects. Hence, there's a high turnover because of a cultural mismatch. There's a high turnover because of CTC mismatch. There's a high cultural disbalance from a work-life balance, from a cultural perceptions. Hence, for every employment today, the right balance between all this is one of the key elements as a part of our recruitment, typically from a graduate recruitment cycle point of view. A social media recruitment, whereas on the other hand, focuses a lot on platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, and all the other important elements, which is transforming the hiring technology by improving employer branding, reaching a lot of masses, at a click of the button. Lot of massive and active recruitment is one of the key elements, because while reaching the passive candidates is also one of the key elements today social media has given access to, and hence it has been accessing a niche talent using social media as a platform. A defined strategy is one of the crucial elements of success, including platforms like selections, content creation, and performance tracking. Impact of social media on recruitment. Social media is a vital in hiring the resources. Typically the modern hiring as a part of my employee life cycle, because with 41% recruiters are using LinkedIn as one of the platform, and hence today LinkedIn is one of the key elements as a part of my recruitment from an employee lifecycle point of view. Nearly half of Gen Z and millennials are applying for jobs via social media platforms, which is highlighting is one of the important elements from a reaching young talent point of view. AI in recruitment and transforming the hiring process is one of the key elements, because today AI optimizes recruitment by automating tasks like scheduling, crafting job descriptions, and pre-screening candidates. So if you use your artificial intelligence and some of the modern techniques of AI, you can automate a lot of stuff as a part of your employee lifecycle and your job screening related tasks, because here scheduling, crafting a job description, and pre-screening the candidates is one of the key elements where you can easily optimize your time, your resources, and your costs from a AI optimization point of view. It also enhances the efficiency, speeds up your hiring, and it improves the candidate's requirement from a exact match. But it requires a lot of careful judgment, consideration, because we need to avoid the biases. The moment we have a human element as a part of our recruitment process, a lot of bias, unconscious bias, conscious bias will be the hindrance in my recruitment process. Hence, for me to be able to hire these resources and have an unbiased approach is one of the key elements, which is one of the important aspects of having AI in recruitment and hiring my entire process, wherein we are transforming our hiring process as one of the key elements of optimizing these AI as a part of my process. Some of the advantages of having AI in recruitment is it increases your efficiency. A lot of decisions are being taken very, very fast and quick. It also reaches the masses with a better match candidates. It saves a lot of time from an automotive perspective. It reduces your hiring cost. And of course, it ensures that there is a smooth recruitment process, because from hire to retire, your entire life cycle management is one of the key elements, and hence AI in recruitment will be one of the game changer for each one of us as a part of our recruitment strategies, particularly keeping automation and AI into consideration. There are also some disadvantages as a part of our recruitment process, particularly when we have AI-driven initiatives. It is definitely one of the approaches which could be unbiased or biased from an intention point of view. Whereas while my intention was not to promote unbiased as a part of my practice, it is one of the key elements, because unintentionally many a times we promote bias. We create such policies and procedurals from in the name of gender, location, geographies. These are few elements which could be unintentionally involved, and it will be one of the key elements from an unconscious and conscious biasness point of view. This is one of the key disadvantages when we are dealing with people and their perceptions about the biases. You may feel impersonal, many a time with too much of automation, we lose the essence of the personal touch. The personal human element of our human behavior is also one element which many a time, because of AI, is being missed upon. Human intervention sometimes is unavoidable because of vetting the candidates to ensure that they are fair and accurate recruitment outcomes, because many a time as a part of my recruitment cycle, we may unintentionally create that ruckus, create that discomfort, create that perception about hiring, and we may end up losing a good candidate. These are few of the important elements which typically adds as a disadvantage from a AI in recruitment point of view. To conclude, many modern recruitment techniques today integrates between the traditional methods and the linkage with social media and AI, which enhances the effectiveness and overall efficiency of your recruitment cycle. While AI and social media offers a significant advantages, the human touch remains one of the critical factors, and hence I always tell all my students that please strike a balance between too much of automation to less automation, and strike a balance between the human element. If you think there are certain elements which need to be managed by human beings, please promote a lot of human element as a part of your recruitment process. But of course, for you to be able to take quick decisions, effective decisions, use AI as and when required, and hence strike a balance between artificial intelligence and human driven intelligence, because both are equally important. The more AI, our human intelligence will go for a toss. At the same time, too much of human interference may also promote or negatively impact our AI. Hence, whether to use AI or whether use a human intervention is something which is a quick decision you have to take basis on your requirement. But please remember, human resources is one of the key element, because here we focus on the human part, the human being part of our discussion. Hence, using human resources as a part of my AI tool, it will help you to take correct decision from a long-term per se point of view. Now, let's understand the selection methods from an international recruitment processes point of view. Here we focus on interviews, assessment centers, and psychological testing as one of the key elements of our selections process from a recruitment, international recruitment point of view. Now, the importance of selection, the importance of selecting a candidate is one of the key elements, because candidate selection involves shortlisting and accessing the early applicants to be able to identify the best fit for the role. When I say role, there's an element of the job description for the right time, for the right resources at the right time, because time plays a very important role. And of course, the combination of the right role with the right JD will definitely add wings to your candidature. This critical process ensures that the organization's success is one of the key elements. It is essential to inform the candidates about the selection processes, provide the necessary accommodation, and clear a fair policy as a part of my complete fair environment for assessment. Please create an environment in such a way that these assessments are not biased. They are free from biases, and let the best person, let the best candidate be selected as a part of my recruitment process, as a part of my selection candidature, important element for my recruitment cycle. Interviews in recruitment. Interview is one of the one popular method which typically is used worldwide, and it varies from a structure and approach point of view. When I say interview is one of the common method of selection, because here directly you interview the candidate, access what is the potential, get the best out of their candidature, and then select what is according to you the best candidate in the entire process. Cultural differences must be considered to interpret the candidate's behavior appropriately. Structured interviews improve the predictive accuracy by using a planned questionnaire and the scoring mechanism. So here, if you see, these are the predefined selection techniques which are being discussed from our recruitment process point of view. Please ensure that you are interpreting the candidature in a better way, so that these structured interviews will help you to make the decisions positively, and basis on the predictions, basis on the accuracy, you can plan these questions and the scoring mechanism so that the best of the entire lot is being selected. The benefits of structured interview is, with structured interviews, we use a standardized questionnaire. Here, the impact of biasness is eliminated, because here you are very clear with the standardized questionnaire, which is being proven as a part of my recruitment strategy. A lot of rating mechanisms are already designed, and as a part of this practice, lot of fairness and lot of predictive analysis is the key element of doing such structured interviews. However, flexibility should be maintained to allow supplementary questions and ensuring that there's a proper balance and you have made the candidate and the employment process very much comfortable from an interview experience point of view. Hence, a positive strike between a structured interview and a flexibility between these interviews is one of the key elements to be able to access the candidate and get the right talent for the right resource. Now, 10 ways of reducing the interview related biases is this particular slide, which we, you know, talk about that when there is an interview process, please remember that even if we try our level best, there will be a lot of biases which will come as a part of my decision-making process. Hence, these are the key elements which we need to focus upon as a part of my learning curve. One of the key elements is define the job, understand what role he or she is getting into, conduct a telephonic interview first so that you know this is the candidature whom I think is one of the potential future employee of my organization. Have a panel interview so that the biasness can be, you know, minimized. At the same time, have a script for your interview to be able to ask the right question with the right frame, right time frame. Don't make, you know, judgments or make perceptions about certain candidature basis on the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes interview. Just understand how the candidate behaves. Be the juror, not the judge. What I mean here is understand the people perspective. Understand your human life cycle. They may not be the best candidate, but they have a potential. If given an opportunity, they can be one of the future leaders of your organization. So please be the jury, but please do not judge the candidates basis on one or two instances. Hence, having a panel discussion gives an unbiased clarity for your candidature. Use of reverse logic is one of the key elements, because when you use reverse logic, a lot of decisions are being cynical about, you know, because many a times elements like, you know, personal biases, you know, like-mindedness of your candidature could be one of the, you know, key game changers as a part of my recruitment or my interviewer process. Treat candidates as consultants. When I talk about my candidates, you know, please treat them as our own consultants. You know, give them that bandwidth, give them that leverage, that flexibility for them to be able to express them freely as a part of their recruitment process. Use a lot of talent scorecard. When I say talent scorecard, as a part of your interview process, please maintain that scorecard, because that scorecard will help you to guess the best employment, you know, in that limited time point of view. Please ensure that you are able to measure the first impressions at the end. When I say, many a times we get bias from a human per se, from a human behavior per se. So please determine that if a person impression, which we are the first impression which we are referring to, particularly from a on-the-job success point of view, this is being considered, and these impressions at the end will help you to understand whether this particular candidate is a good fit from a long-term perspective. Let's focus on the next element, which focuses, which talks about the assessment center. Assessment center is one of the key elements, because from a structured interview point of view, as a part of my employment and as a part of my interview cycle, when we have assessment centers, it creates a lot of positivity, it creates a lot of opportunities for people in the human resources and people in the organization to be able to get the best talent, because here the assessment centers involve tasks such as group exercises, presentations, role plays, and there are a lot of evaluation techniques of getting your candidates assessed. These centers must align with the job requirements in such a way that there is a lot of, positive interference from a culture talent point of view. At the same time, we should also avoid being biased from our total employment life cycle point of view. And of course, a lot of cultural biases will come into picture. So please be fair to your employment cycle. Please be fair to your candidates so that a minimum biasness is one of the key outcome of this particular discussion. And obviously, from overall employment point of view, please try to give them all the opportunities in a positive way for all our participations, for all our participants. Be the trained observer to be able to ensure the objective and evaluation. As a part of my assessment center, when we train our observers in such a way that they are able to understand these trends. These trends over the time will help you to understand the key observations, and it will help you to get the best out of that entire pool as a part of my assessment center. A lot of focus today is on psychological testing. A few of the elements which are there on my screen. Point number one, psychological tests provides the insights of the candidates' personalities and attitudes and their aptitudes. So, as a part of my psychological assessment, as a part of my psychological test, you will get the insights of what candidature looks all about. How positive he comes from an overall personality point of view, and from an aptitude point of view, how scientifically he is the best fit for that particular role. Point number two, we also focus a lot on the relevance, reliability of the role which is administered by a trained profession. As a part of my psychological testing assessment, they particularly keenly observe your behavior, your aptitude, your attitude to be able to understand psychologically whether this particular candidate is reliable, relevant for the role which we want to offer them. The third element here is candidate should be informed about the testing process and receive the feedback and the results, and all this communication has to be very, very transparent. At the same time, they need to be available for these feedback mechanisms. They should be able to understand whether the feedback and the entire testing which has happened, whether they are able to relate to it, because at the end, if you don't get that constructive feedback, whether positive or negative, it may backfire, it may mislead from a overall employment branding point of view. Hence, candidates should be informed about the entire testing process, the feedback mechanism, and all the key elements of the recruitment and selection cycle. The key elements we need to consider as a part of my testing, as a part of my employee hiring testing point of view: adequate resources need to be trained and administered. One of the key elements which typically a human resource professional faces a challenge is we are not ready with our trained employment, trained employees point of view, wherein we are not investing a lot on training our trainers. When I say training our trainers, here is you need to ensure that all my key recruiters, all my key elements of my recruitment cycle, all the people who are giving and taking interviews from an interviewer point of view, they need to be trained in such a way that tomorrow, if required, we can have the additional manpower who will help you to get these interviews done quickly from an administration point of view. You also need to test the alignment from a job requirement point of view. Confidentiality and the proper feedback mechanism is one of the key elements. Candidates should be well informed in advance about all the information which need to be informed and provide with an appropriate environment. Hence, such testing elements, such assessment have to be done in an open platform so that they are very clear what their areas of excellence are and what are their areas of improvement which they need to action upon. To conclude upon, effective candidate selection methods such as interviews, assessment centers, psychological testing, and ensuring that we are fair and comprehensive from a recruitment process point of view is one of the key elements of our recruitment process. A focus on cultural sensitivity, structural processes, and professional feedback A focus on cultural sensitivity, structured processes, and professional feedback fosters better hiring decisions and employment and the organization's success. Hence, it is very important that we invest in our talent. We invest a lot in our recruitment process because that's the first step of your employee life cycle. Because when we select one particular candidate and when we take a decision that this is the candidate whom we need to onboard, the employment from a long-term per se point of view is from a personal branding, from a long-term cultural sensitivity point of view. You need to ensure that you are hiring the right candidate at the right time, at the same time for the right skill set will be one of the key elements of our discussion. Some of the challenges which are the trends from an international recruitment point of view, which is adapting to the changing global environment. Some of the challenges into the international recruitment is, of course, retaining the talent from a long-term per se. Sourcing the right skill set for a diverse candidate from diverse candidature and from a cultural and from a geographical needs is one of the key elements of sourcing. The rising turnover rates is one of the challenges which we all are struggling into today. Every employment or every employer today is facing a lot of heat, a lot of issue from a employee turnover point of view, because today attrition is one of the key elements which is the game changer, and that's why today a lot of retention techniques are being adopted to be able to keep my employees, keep my manpower happy and motivated from a long term per se. Retaining the talent amidst the increased competition is one of the key elements of my talent management practices. With limited budgets and value propositions are one of the key elements which we need to focus upon, because today we need to retain our employee from a long-term per se, because if you retain an employee, it definitely helps you to enhance your employee productivity and of course how we can engage with our diverse workforce. It also evolves a lot of, workforce-related planning and demand, because from a workforce management point of view, getting the right, employees for the right skill set at the right time is one of the key elements which we all are struggling since ages. Few of the retentions and speed challenges is retention, which is typically the high employee turnover rates. Anything which is about 20% is definitely one of the high, turnover element from an employee lifecycle point of view. It at the same time, it complicates your recruitment efforts and employee will seek more opportunities outside. The second element of this is the speed. As a business, accelerates and it develops over the time. Meeting the right talent, quickly is one of the crucial elements, because today, fast and efficient recruitment process is the key element for you to be able to be successful from both short-term and long-term per se. Positioning, position, prioritizing, and workforce planning is one of the key elements which we need to prioritize upon, and hence, position prioritization is the limited budgets and delay in approval from a workforce point of view, from an organization point of view, is to prioritize roles with the highest ROI and maintaining the ROI positively, and the impact on ROI is one of the key elements of prioritization from a positions point of view. From a workforce planning point of view, it is volatile business environment which demands data-driven forecasting and planning, which remains a challenge from a scarcity point of view, from a domain-specific employment point of view, and hence a proper balance between positioning and prioritization along with a workforce planning is one of the key elements between both of them. As a part of my recruitment competency and from a recruitment competition and technology point of view. When I say competition, today a lot of startups are attracting the top talent, a lot of innovative techniques, a lot of opportunities are being provided today as a part of our startup, because today employment is easily available, but hiring the key talent for the key skill set, for the key element and at the right time is one of the key element, and hence today competition provides a lot of positive and negative aspects of our overall recruitment and recruitment, particularly from a technology and competition point of view. At the same time, if we focus on technology, while current recruitment technology reduces the cost and time, it doesn't provide a competitive edge with a lot of sourcing techniques from the right candidate's point of view. Hence, a proper balance between the competition and technology is one of the key elements for each one of us to understand how globally we are able to leverage technology, use AI, and have this predictive analysis to be able to hire the right talent. Attracting the right talent and engaging them for a long term is something wherein we focus on attracting. At the same time, once we attract the talent, please ensure that how you are able to engage them from a long term per se is one of the key elements for our discussion. An engaged employee is staying you for a long time because he is feeling that value in your employment, in our employment. And hence, when you attract the talent, please ensure you not only attract them, you also engage them from an employee lifecycle point of view. If I talk attracting, the challenge is finding the right fit of a pool and unqualified candidates. Today, the pool of candidates which are available to you, they may not be able to qualify your requirements. Hence, the pool is large, the gap is large, and that's the reason you need to tap the talent and attract the talent at the right time. A smaller pipeline of qualified talent often yields better result, because here you know what your target segment is all about and you focus on that particular target from attracting them from a long term per se. With multiple job offers, top candidates typically they require personalized engagement to choose your organization. When I say how do I engage my employee, please understand the employee life cycle. An employee who is fresher in the industry, lot of hand holding, lot of employee value proposition has been considered for them to be able to work from a long term perspective. If somebody joins at a middle age of their employment, we need to have customized learning platforms for them to be able to engage them from a long-term perspective. If we are hiring somebody at a senior level, of course, the entire approach should be considered in such a way that you are able to engage them from a high value, high employment value proposition point of view. And that's why it varies as a part of our employee lifecycle management. Key trends in recruitment today is the mobile platforms, video interviewing, online assessment, remote working opportunities, and definitely accelerating the internal movements, wherein a lot of talent management practices are the key elements or the key trends as a part of my recruitment cycle. To conclude, international recruitment is evolving rapidly, and lot of challenges like retention, competition, workforce planning requires a lot of innovation, requires a lot of strategic advancement to be able to keep our international recruitment cycle process active and robust from a long term per se. Embracing technology as a part of lot of mobile platforms and internal movements which will help the organization to be able to stay competitive and be secure from a top talent point of view, because at the end of the day, employment is not only about hiring the right talent, it equally is important to retain them, maintain them, engage them from a long-term perspective is something we need to focus from an international recruitment cycle point of view.